With this check of sports, I'm Rick Henson on KJAN. In high school softball action on Friday, July 2nd, in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Atlantic over Lewis Central 10-0. Atlantic's Olivia Engler tossed a complete game with 10 Ks and had three hits, including a home run. Alyssa Derby, Melina Woodward, and Kennedy Gergen each had two hits. In Rolling Valley Conference softball, it was Coon Rapids Bayard blanking Glidden Ralston 12-0. Boyer Valley blew out Whiting 12-0, and it was West Harrison over Arweva 8-2. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Wayne was a 3-2 winner over Lenox in softball. East Union down Southwest Valley 12-3. Southeast Warren was an 11-8 winner over Nottoway Valley. In the Bluegrass Conference, it was Orient Maxburg over Mormon Trail 14-2. And in non-conference softball play, it was St. Albert beating Sydney 8-0. Missouri Valley Anthonoto over IKM Manning 12-0. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association Senior All-Star Games will be played later this month at Waukee High School. Atlantic's Olivia Engler is a member of the white team. Engler has excelled as both a pitcher and a hitter for Atlantic this season. At the plate, she's hitting .398 with 11 home runs and 46 RBIs. In the circle, she's collected 19 wins with a 1.38 ERA and 223 strikeouts. Three All-Star teams will compete in the round-robin event beginning at 4 p.m. on July 24th. Oakland Riverside pitcher Kenna Ford has signed with Nebraska Wesleyan. Ford, who surpassed 500 career strikeouts earlier this season, has been a five-year starter for the Lady Dogs. As a senior, Ford owns a 13-8 record in the circle with a 2.20 ERA. She struck out 156 batters and is holding opponents to a .226 batting average. Ford has had a good year with the bat as well, carrying an average of .432. She leads the team with six doubles and 14 RBI. Nebraska Wesleyan is a member of the American Rivers Conference in the NCAA Division III. They went 16-21 last season. In Friday's high school baseball action, in the Western Iowa Conference, Tri-Center defeated Underwood for the championship 6-5. The consolation match saw Trainer beat Missouri Valley 13-3. In Rolling Valley Conference baseball, Coon Rapids Bayard was a 16-1 winner over Glidden Ralston. Boyer Valley down Whiting 10-0, and it was Arweva over West Harrison 2-1. In corner conference play, East Mills doubled up on Essex 8-4. The Pride of Iowa Conference baseball, it was Lenox over Wayne 7-0. Southwest Valley beating East Union 18-3. Nottoway Valley was a 4-2 winner over Southeast Warren. And in the Bluegrass Conference, it was Orient Maxburg over Mormon Trail in high school baseball 9-3. Elsewhere, Riverside beat Griswold 7-6. St. Albert was a 10-0 winner over Abraham Lincoln. And Southeast Polk down Lewis Central 4-2. Joe Wieskamp announced on Friday on social media that he would give up his final season with the Iowa basketball program and keep his name in the NBA draft. Wieskamp, a 6'6" guard forward, started all 97 games in Iowa. Last season, he became first Hawkeye junior in school history with 1,250-plus points, 550-plus rebounds, more than 175 three-pointers, over 100 assists, and 75-plus steals. He leaves the Hawkeyes ranked 9th in career three-pointers made with 181 and 24th in scoring with a total of 1,283 points. Wieskamp was named the second team All-Big Ten performer as a junior. He scored in double figure 72 times in his 97 games with the Hawkeyes, including 20 points or more 14 times. His 46.2% three-point shooting in 2020-21 is the second best in the Hawkeye program history, and his 73-pointers are 5th most by a junior. Well, as plans move forward for full capacity at Kinnick Stadium in 2021 and all University of Iowa home athletic events throughout the year, single-game tickets for U of I home football games will go on sale early this month. Single-ticket games for all home football games will go on sale to iClub members and season ticket holders beginning Sunday, July 11th. Single-game ticket sales to the general public will begin Thursday, July 15th. School officials say they're preparing for and planning for 100% capacity and excited to welcome fans back to Kinnick Stadium and all of the venues. Gary Barta said, "We're coming off one of the most successful athletic seasons in program history and are looking forward to continuing that momentum. Having our fans in the stands cheering on student athletes will only add to the success." Season tickets for Iowa's 7 home games in Kinnick Stadium remain on sale and are available via HawkeyeSports.com/tickets or by calling the U of I Athletics Tickets Office at 1-800-IA-HAWKS. The ticket office is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. University of Iowa faculty and staff should contact the U of I Athletics Ticket Office for season tickets. Season tickets for U of I students also remain on sale. Kirk Ferentz, head football coach, said there's nothing better than playing in front of our loyal and supportive fans in Kinnick Stadium. A capacity crowd, he said, brings energy and enthusiasm to our players and everyone within the program. Fight for Iowa or FFI, Black Mini Plan, and Gold Mini Plan ticket options are sold out. All tickets in 2021 will be mobile. Fans may access tickets via Hawkeye Sports app, a link via email, or account login at hawkeyesports.com/myaccounts. The tickets are optimized for display on your smartphone device and should not be printed. Fans can review additional information on mobile tickets by visiting hawkeyesports.com/mobile tickets. Iowa opens the 2021 football season September 4th, hosting Indiana. That's a 2:30 p.m. game on BTN. Well, this past Thursday, Palatine, Illinois wide receiver Jacob Bostic announced his intentions to attend Iowa. Bostic picked Iowa over Cincinnati, Louisville, and Illinois, among others. As a junior, Bostic caught 31 passes for 451 yards and 9 touchdowns in 6 games. The 6'3", 170-pound prospect is the 7th known commitment in the Hawkeyes' 2022 recruiting class and is ranked number 622 nationally, number 84 at receiver, and number 8 in Illinois, according to 24/7 Sports composite rankings. UNI head men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson has signed a contract extension that locks up the 4-time Missouri Valley Conference Coach of the Year through the end of the 2028-29 season. Jacobson is the winningest coach in UNI history with 301 victories and a .605 winning percentage. Under his guidance, the Panthers have earned 3 regular season NVC titles, including the 2019-2020 season, and 4 Arch Madness championships. UNI has made 4 trips to the NCAA tournament and qualified for postseason play 8 times during Jacobson's tenure, including the legendary 2010 second-round win over Kansas and a Sweet 16 run. The Panthers also advanced to the round of 32 during the 2014-15 season and the 2015-16 season. Jacobson is the only coach in MVC history to pick up 2 wins over a number one-ranked team. 3 UNI players have earned the Valley's Larry Bird Player of the Year trophy. He has 160 and 110 record in the Valley. During Jacobson's tenure, 2 Panthers, Adam Cook and A.J. Green, were named the MVC Scholar Athlete of the Year, and Cook also earned the prestigious NCAA postgraduate scholarship. UNI men's basketball ended their spring 2021 semester with a 3.10 team GPA. Jacobson was promoted to head coach after the departure of Greg McDermott after the 2005-2006 season. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN Sports.